previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
It's Algoa FM, Jeremy Loops, and Go Again at 8:18. Algoa FM Breakfast with Wayne Lee and Charlie T. And we've got 16 days, 23 hours, 41 minutes, and 25 seconds until that gun goes off.
Jeez, you're excited.
I know. I've got to be excited about it. 26th of October, talking about the Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer presented by Isuzu Motors South Africa. We're joined by our friends from Isuzu Motors South Africa in the studio this morning. Lebogang Makaloi is in the studio. He is Isuzu Motors South Africa Department's Executive Corporate Affairs Company Spokesperson. Did I get that right, sir?
You got that right.
You got that right. Welcome to Algoa FM. And then another guest in the studio, Tarquin Kutsia, who works in the General Assembly plant at Isuzu Motors South Africa. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
All right, we're going to be chatting to you now. Lebogang, this is the second time you are taking part in the Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer this year.
Yes.
So you are coming back. Do I recall that last year you weren't able to be present? You weren't here. Were you here?
I was here.
Okay.
I was here for the interview. I was here for the actual walk.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just checking.
So excited.
I think some of your colleagues weren't able to join us last year, and they did it virtually from Johannesburg. I seem to recall something like that.
Yeah. So the president of Isuzu Motor South Africa, Mr. Billy Tong,
yes,
couldn't
yes.
actually make it physically for the walk, but he did. He did his virtual walk.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how many years Isuzu has been a sponsor of this event now.
So since 2018, so 6 years and running, we've been partnering with Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer. And this year, 2024, is actually our second year as a presenting partner.
Mm.
So this goes to show how seriously we take this partnership.
Talking about taking it so seriously, I mean, tell us why this cause is so important for Isuzu.
Well, I think for Isuzu, we are very intentional about creating positive social impact. And we do that by leveraging a number of strategic partners. And Algoa FM with the Big Walk is actually a very vital platform to create awareness, about the disease. So that's why, you know, we are so intentional and committed to this, because of we know cancer is actually a disease that affects
everyone,
all of us, one way or another. And I think, for me, growing up in the township, there was a time where a lot of people didn't even know about cancer, and they associated someone who had cancer with either black magic or witchcraft. And platforms like this creates, you know, just lifts the veil, about just making sure that you create awareness in the communities
and educate the communities.
And educate the communities. So that's why it's so important. But Isuzu we also understand the importance of being, you know, walking in step and being one with the community. So it gives us an opportunity to walk in step with the communities around societal issues. So that's why it's very important for us, you know, participating in this walk. But I think more than anything, it's also about, bringing along our employees. So right now we have Tarquin Kutsia here, and I think we just want him to also share his story about his journey with cancer. And I think that story can resonate with a lot of people out there.
Absolutely. I'm going to bring you into the conversation here, Tarquin. I'm reading here that this is your 10th
yes.
Algoa FM Big Walk for
yes.
Cancer that you're doing.
Yes, it's my 10th walk.
All right. Yes. Why is this event so important to you, and why have you done it for 10 years now?
It is, for first, it was for my daughter, because my daughter is now actually 10 years cancer-free.
Well done.
Yes. So, and then afterwards, say like 2020, I lost my father for cancer. So I'm working to honor my father and to celebrate my daughter.
Yeah, sorry about that. Working to?
I'm working to honor my father and to celebrate my daughter.
I love that. I really love that line. I think we may just take that if you don't mind.
No problem.
Okay, so this will be your?
10th walk.
10th walk.
Yes.
That you are you doing this year to honor your dad and to celebrate your daughter as well. Yes. The beneficiaries this year include Chuck St. Francis Hospice and St. Bernard's Hospice. Why would we select these particular charities, Lebogang, to partner with?
So we Tarquin just shared his story about his daughter.
Mm.
And in fact, Tarquin, maybe you may also come in here. I know that Chok played a very big part in assisting, your doctor to beat cancer. So. I will let you talk a little bit more about that. But
tell us the journey of that, if you don't mind. I know it's very personal, but if you don't mind.
Okay. Yes. Chok been with us since day one.
Mm.
Yes. So they have various programs for us as the parents, and then also for the children, because in that time now you couldn't focus. Your life was off balance because you don't know if you're gonna lose your daughter or you're gonna. She's going to come back to you because...
It's terrifying.
It's terrifying. Mm. So Chok, they helped us in programs like, okay, now this day, you can go there and there. Okay, we go there and then they talk to us now, this and that, to get us through, because it was really was traumatizing for me and the wife.
So it's not just providing medicine to help your daughter. It extends further than that. We're talking about counseling.
Counseling, yes.
Ensuring that you are fine as the parent who has to look after your child. We are human beings.
Yes.
We are human beings. It's difficult. And I mean, also to face and look at your daughter suffering when you feel like you're hopeless and there's not a lot you can do about that.
Yes, they were there.
And they were there for you.
Yes.
Okay. That's really, really, really good.
And maybe just to say, Wayne, I think these organizations, I know we spoke about Chok, but St. Bernard's Hospice and St. Francis Hospice, these are beneficiaries that we selected, and we just heard about the role they play, and many of these they depend on the support from the public.
Absolutely.
And why this event is so important is that the proceeds from the big walk go straight to these beneficiaries.
These charities.
Yeah.
That supports individuals like Tarquin.
So for me, this is Tarquin's story is actually, tangible.
Mm.
It's
the real.
Tangible impact that,
real and raw.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, Tarquin, I know it was very difficult for you to share that story with us, but congratulations on getting through it. I mean, I couldn't imagine going through something like that, where you watching your child in front of you, and like you said, you don't know what's going to happen, whether they're going to make it or not. And in this case, she's a survivor, man.
She's a survivor.
Absolute survivor. So we'll be walking for her as well.
Yes.
On the 26th of October. Guys, gents, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We look forward to seeing you. I'm pretty sure we're going to have many conversations leading up to the 26th of October. Entries are open. You can find out all the information, everything you need to know about on our website at algofm.co.za. And I'm assuming that you're going to have a massive team this year again.
Oh, Lebogang. Definitely.
Yes. Isuzu is going to come out with a massive team. So, yeah, let's get all those corporates together and let's do it. Let's do it together on the 26th of October. Thank you for joining us on Algofm Breakfast this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.